All right. Well, good. I guess it's still morning, isn't it? Let's take our Bibles and open them to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Dealing with this morning in this session is the last days apostasy of the church. And I very much appreciate Ron making reference to those websites. As far as I know, they're working, unless the Obama administration shut them down recently. But it's www.spiritandtruth.org, and then our church website, www.slbc.org. And I appreciate Ron making reference to Tony Garland's Revelation commentary. It's wonderful. I mentioned my two favorites, Walvoord and Thomas, and I think Garland is my third favorite. So you'll get into that and you'll enjoy that. I don't mean to overwhelm you with websites, but I have some other ones. I write a political blog, which you can find at www.thewordonpolitics.com. www.thewordonpolitics.com. I don't come from a partisan angle, I try to come from a biblical angle on that blog. And then I have another ministry where we have all sorts of videos put out. My wife is a genius. She said, you know, you look around the table at these 20-somethings, and what are they all looking at? Their cell phones or their iPads, and they're pushing buttons. They're not conversing. So she said, you know, if we're going to impact the next generation, we got to get on that machine, whatever it is they're doing. And so we, you know, I have a tendency to take my time going through books, but what she said is we need a 10-minute overview on every book of the Bible. Give the skeletal outline. And don't talk, the most I talk for is 10 minutes, most of them I condense to 5. And if I go too long, she shuts the camera off. And we've just gotten an overwhelming response from people on these. They're not designed to get you bogged down in details, they're designed to give you the broad overview of the whole Bible. We haven't done the Old Testament yet, but we've created 27 New Testament books. And you can find those on a website called www.bestmin, B-E-S-T-M-I-N, stands for Best Ministries, .com, I believe. If that doesn't work, try .org. We're not bragging that we're the best ministry. Best stands for Bible Exposition and Systematic Theology. So that's too long to say, so we just called it Best. So here we go. Here are the websites. You ready? It's more complicated to remember these websites than the theology, isn't it? Spirit and Truth, www.spiritandtruth.org. My church website, which you can get all my sermons, www.slbc.org. Stands for Sugarland Bible Church. .org. The political blog, www.thewordonpolitics.com. We don't sign you up for partisan donations or anything. Just trying to shed God's light on political things, like Israel, like we talked about earlier. And then a lot of our 10-minute videos are on Best Men. www.bestmin, B-E-S-T-M-I-N dot O-R-G, I believe. And these were originally designed for kids, and we play them in our Sunday school. Because you can hold a kid's attention for maybe 5 to 10 minutes. But if you put something on the screen, they're like mesmerized. They're glued. So my wife said, you know, if that's what they're into, we got to get on the screen, we got to get on the iPhone, and let's just make the Bible simple so they can get it. And you know what's happened is all these are designed for kids. We get all these adults saying, this is great. This is what I've been looking for. So anyway, that's available, and I give my wife full credit. She works very hard at the sound and the animation. I have the easy part. I talk into a camera for 5 minutes, and she literally spends hours putting animation in there and background music. So give it a shot. And if you can't get your kids into the Word, send them these videos, and we think it might spark an interest in the younger generation. Our Sunday school starts pretty early, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. Very young, yeah. And every time I use a big word, my wife comes over with a ruler and slaps me on the finger. She says, "This is for kids. Don't talk that way. Break it down and make it simple." So I tried my best. So give it a shot. See if those are something that might edify the saints. And our attitude, at least the way we think, is the government one of these days is going to shut the internet down. So I can't prove that. I just sense that because totalitarian governments are against the free expression of ideas. So we're trying to use the internet as long as it's available. And I just think it's a gift from God, you know, that I can talk into a machine and someone in Australia can hear my voice. I just think, and I can, in the old days, you had to have a lot of money to get on radio and TV to do something like that. This day and age, relatively inexpensively, you can start a website and reach people. So it's a gift, the internet. I know there's a lot of bad things on there, but if the devil can use it, God can use it too, right? So anyway, that's our heart anyway. Well, here we are on to another subject, and we're talking in this session about the last days apostasy of the church. Let's start, if we could, with the definition of apostasy. The noun apostasy comes from two Greek words, apos, which is a preposition, which means away from, and then the verb histemi, which means to stand. So apostasy literally means to stand away from. Apostasy is the idea that truth was once acknowledged or embraced, but now there's been a departure from that truth. We've decided to stand away from that truth. When we talk about apostasy, we're not talking about the world. We're not talking about, is the stock market up or down? Is the economy good or bad? What political party's in control? What's the inflation rate? What's the unemployment rate? We're not talking about worldly things. Apostasy deals with God's truth in His church. The world can't depart from truth because they have no truth to depart from. Amen? So to depart from truth means you have to be dealing with the institution that has the truth, which in this case is the church. And this is such an important topic, as you'll see. I'm going to share with you 10 characteristics of apostasy. Here's the first 5, and there's the next 5. And we're going to go through these one by one and try to discover what the Bible says about this very subject of apostasy. I believe apostasy is significant because it's the sign of prophecy that's happening now. See, all of the things related to Israel are stage setting for the future. But apostasy is a sign that God has given to the church, which is happening within the church, not as stage setting, but it's happening right now. So if you want to understand what prophecies are being fulfilled right now, not just stage-setting prophecies, setting the stage for the tribulation, but the apostasy, the sign that's happening right under our noses, it's this subject of apostasy. So number 1 of 10, apostasy is a sign of the last days. Now, it's interesting, you ask people about the last days, and what do they talk about? Microchip technology, the trend towards one world government, which I'll be sharing with in my final session with you, the Jews back in the land. And the problem with that is those are all prophecies related to Israel and the tribulation and the future, which are not happening now, but I would argue the stage is being set for those prophecies. But you see, what is the prophecy that God said would happen that's happening as I speak? It's this subject of apostasy. It is a sign that God is getting ready to wrap up the business of the church. As the church gets to the very end of its life, the biblical prediction is not that we're going to go out with a blaze of success. But God, I believe, is going to rapture the church while it is on the brink of self-elimination through apostasy.